Is it a dumb game, or am I just dumb? Dumb.
What's dropping?
If you are looking for relevant gaming coverage from experts, you are not getting it on this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Super Dumb Games, not quite episode 27. This is one of your hosts, Tanner, and your only host for this mini announcement. So Super Dumb Games began with an idea I had after Chris and I had done a couple podcasts already, and neither were very successful, even though we had a small following of people who really enjoyed it. They never quite took off, and we always felt that, well, we've got the potential to do something really good. We hear a lot of the podcasts out there. They're not very good. So I came up with this idea that we were going to do it right this time. We were going to do a podcast that was dedicated to a niche audience, something that we could market, that we could identify. There are fans of this thing out there. We can go to them and say, hey, we've got good podcast content for you. We're going to be covering bad and dumb games from a comedy perspective. Why don't you listen to this? Whereas with our other podcasts, they were just kind of, they were about nothing, really. And it was very hard to market that, because why would anyone want to listen to me or Chris talk about nothing when they could listen to some famous comedian or celebrity do that? The Kevin Smiths and the Adam Carollas of the world. So Super Dumb Games was all about, let's take all that we've learned in podcasting and let's do it right. And it was really my thing, and I pushed it on Chris, and he was really reluctant. I don't know that he was ever super comfortable with the idea of him being a gaming expert, but my vision of it was, well, that's the funny thing, is that he might not know a ton about games. I sort of do, and therefore I can play, as he's put it, the Dr. Drew to his Adam Carolla. So we started this podcast. I finally talked him into it, and I had a big vision and plan for this, that we'd be doing regular streams, we'd be creating video content. The podcast would just be one component of it and be this huge ecosystem of all this content people could get. And we'd be going out there and marketing it, having guests on, pushing it out to social media and really building an audience. The problem was we didn't do any of that. Maybe early on we were doing it, but then we quickly fell back on old habits. We both work full-time jobs. We just weren't doing the things that I envisioned that would make this show a success. We were producing a podcast I feel is the best creative thing we've ever done. It's better than the other podcasts we've done. It was better than our other projects. I think it's these 26 episodes we did for Super Dumb Games are, you know, I'm very self-deprecating. I have no self-confidence, but I can look back at those 26 episodes and say, you know what, more often than not, these were very good, high quality. I'm proud of them. The problem is we're not giving the show its due. I feel like we're half-assing it. And I'm the type of person that just can't do something halfway. I don't want to sully my vision of Super Dumb Games in a way by just half-assing it the whole time. So what ended up happening was I was drinking some Coors, you know how I am. Drinking some Coors, thinking back and considering what we're trying to do here. And I thought about, why in the hell do Chris and I do these things? What's the point? No one ever listens. Yet we create this stuff. We create this stuff that no one really consumes and that we don't really push out to anyone. So why are we doing it? And I came to the conclusion that, and I think Chris came to this conclusion as well because we talked about it, that what we do it so we can sit down every week. We live 3,000 miles away. We sit down every week and we talk for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, make each other laugh and create this record of our friendship and the things we love. And we also do it, of course, to entertain others. And more often that ends up just being a small group of people, either our friends or people just outside of that circle, friends of friends. And that's really what we're doing. Sure, we'd love to have a huge audience of people. We think we're good enough to have a large audience. We think the stuff we put out is really good. But you know what? I don't know that what we put out is ever going to catch that fire in a way. And I don't think we've got the marketing chops to do it. So I came to Chris and I said, you know what? Maybe we should just let Super Dumb Games fade away and transition to a new project that doesn't have this grand vision behind it and instead is right in our wheelhouse and the wheelhouse of the people who like to listen to us talk. And let's just do a straight comedy conversation show, me and you sitting down, shooting the shit about the news, about things in the world. We're going to do life updates every week. We're going to check in on what Chris and I are up to in our lives, the things that are on our minds, dating updates, breaking up updates, frosted glass bathrooms, farting on airplanes, you know the drill, that kind of stuff. Plus, we'll have our world famous news segments. And, you know, the games we love to play at the end of the show, as well as revelations, things from the archives, digging into our pasts, nostalgia trips, all of that stuff. And this show that we're going to transition into is called Live to Tape. So I'd love for you to go to livetotapeshow.com or livetotapeshow.tumblr.com and subscribe to all that. Follow us over there. I think you'll really enjoy what we're going to put out for you. We are super dedicated to this show, like we were dedicated to Super Dumb Games, but we're going to be really hammering away on this new show because I think it's what we're really made to do. And I think it's exactly what all of you will really enjoy. You know, the feedback we were getting was that the stuff people really liked about Super Dumb Games ended up being just our bullshitting. So this is going to be that kind of show. But the tagline that we're working with the Live to Tape show is candid comedy. So we're going to try to be a comedy show. We're going to try to make you laugh, try to be entertaining, try to be loosely structured. But we're also going to try to be candid and honest, and we're going to dig into our lives, our past, and reveal and expose some stuff and, you know, make fun out of ourselves. This first episode you'll hear over on livetotapeshow.com, Chris pulls out an instant messenger conversation from 2004, just after a breakup that, you know, is funny as hell, and we rip on Chris for that. I'll be pulling out some stuff from the archives. We'll bring back some old, if you were a listener of our previous show, we'll bring back some old favorite games from that show. If you're a fan of Super Dumb Games, we'll definitely be talking about games a lot. We'll be doing the same kind of dumb news that you've grown to love on Super Dumb Games, but blown out large scale to all the dumb news that's fit to print. So I'd like to leave you with this. Thank you for listening to Super Dumb Games. I appreciate it. I'm very proud of it. Chris is very proud of it. We're going to leave the episodes up because we'd love, you know, for people to archive them themselves, continue to listen, and, you know, maybe people down the line will discover them. Who knows? So we're going to leave those up, but we're going to be moving our operation over to live2tapeshow.com, live2tapeshow.tumblr.com. You can get in contact with us on Twitter at live2tapeshow or at Gmail at live2tapeshow@gmail.com. I really think you're all going to enjoy it. I'm excited about it. Chris is excited about it. So onwards and upwards, and thank you again.
Dumb Games.